Mark Severson has been commercial fishing in Petersburg his whole life. When I walked around the docks looking for fishermen in the red crab fishery, several suggested I talk to Severson. He knows about the history, they said.
One day is a joke. It's just they threw us a bone, and that's all it is.
Severson does not agree with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's plan to allow a one-day opening in the core areas, close for 4 days of sampling, then open up a few areas for a yet-to-be-decided length of time.
They're going to pound everybody into a few bays and probably do more damage that way than if they'd done it the way they always do.
Traditionally, fishermen would get about 3 days fishing in core areas and then 9 or 10 in non-core areas. Joe Stratman is the state's lead crab biologist for the Southeast region. In a written statement, he says the fishery is targeting harvest levels and the one-day opening coincides with the harvest race that they're after. Red crab harvests are split into two groups in the Juneau area, commercial and personal use, with personal use getting a bigger slice of the pie. The harvest goal for that area is 46,000 pounds of crab. Commercial fishermen get 40%, while the sports fishermen fishing for personal use get 60%, something that Severson also disagrees with.
The sport fisherman part of it really gets me. It's just they get way more crab than we do without spending a dime other than a cheap pot.
The personal use fishery in Juneau was closed for 5 seasons to allow for stock recovery. This summer, it opened back up because numbers were above average. Fishermen took about 18,600 pounds and will be able to catch more this winter. They're limited to 2 male crab per household for the season. Outside of Juneau, there are more liberalized bag limits for the personal use. Starting in November, the bag limit will increase from 1 crab a day to 3 or 6, depending on the location. Severson believes it's unfair that personal use fishermen get more opportunity for the crab. He says it's like handing the fishery to the sportsman.
We get a one-day crack at it, commercial guys, and it's just ridiculous that now they're going to get turned loose with a huge limit for Christmas crab for everybody in Juneau, and they're going to catch 3 times what we catch.
Rich Lyons of Juneau had been fishing for personal use red crab for about 15 years, but says he stopped several years ago when he was catching more than he wanted. He says these days, he just buys it at the store.
I am one person that is glad that there's a commercial fishery for red king crab, and I'm buying them. It costs quite a bit to take your boat out, run a couple of pots. Then you've got some king crab, and my wife made me realize that per king crab, it's cheaper to buy them than it is to go fishing myself.
Lyon says fishing restrictions in recent years has kept many people he knows from trying to harvest red crab. Severson is also skeptical of the red crab surveys conducted by Fish and Game, which is part of what they base their management on. He says he's gone on the state surveys himself.
And quite frankly, they couldn't catch a cold, let alone a bunch of red king crab. It's not that they're not there, it's that they're not fishermen, and they do the same things in the same spots every time, as opposed to adjusting their gear a little bit and really finding out what's around.
State surveys have been done for about 30 years. In a written statement, Fish and Game Stratman says it's not the first time the department has heard criticisms of their survey methods. Industry concerns over stock assessments led to an external review in 2005, which showed no flaws. But it did show areas for improvement, which Stratman says they are implementing. As for where they do the surveys, he says it's in the areas where most of the harvest occurs. Still, Severson believes the red crab are out there. He says he saw a lot of them last winter when he was out fishing for golden king crab, also called brown crab.
We caught more red crab than brown crab, and they don't put any stock in that. You know, that there's so many crab around that they're out of the bays. They're just wandering around all over the place. And not that you can go out and catch a whole bunch of them in the deep water, but after you get a day or two to track them down, you can.
59 fishermen in Southeast have permits to participate in the red crab fishery. Red crab brought $11 a pound in the last opening in 2011. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.